Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, Rule the World came in at the Grand National. Did Alan Irwin back it? Morning to Al.
I certainly didn't.
So no?
Hollywell what? I had, unfortunately.
Why Hollywell? Have you spent time there?
My mum and dad lived in Hollywell.
That's why you picked it.
My mum still lives up there, so obviously I had to back it, yeah.
It's been a massive weekend of sport. In fact, I don't think this weekend of sport will be beaten in my calendar year because it was absolutely brilliant. The Grand National, the Masters, Liverpool hitting four, Anthony Joshua walloping someone out. Yeah, the gymnastics at the Echo Arena. And then you had Everton drawing 1-1 at Watford on Saturday.
So, that was predictable, wasn't it?
Surmise the Blues, Al.
Oh, it just, encapsulates the whole season, really, doesn't it? Score in stoppage time, you know, you have me as a commentator screaming, you know, that Everton have got the perfect time to score and we'll go in at half-time with a 1-0 lead. And, you know, we were already in the first minute of stoppage time. And there were only two signalled, so I think it was two anyway. And, calamity at the back again. John Stones, who prior to that, incredibly, seemed to have heeded the warnings of fans and media pundits who have said, you know, if in doubt, kick it out. He'd done a bit of that earlier in the game and had played sensible balls back to the goalkeeper, you know, rather than trying to beat a man. And in this instance, he could have just put it into touch. He gave what wasn't a great back pass to Rob Les, who didn't deal with it well. And the defending from the corner wasn't great, although you could say it was a little bit unlucky the way it ended up in the back of the net. But you know, Watford would say Everton's goal was a bit lucky because theirs was a defensive error. Pretty much, summed the teams up, really. Although Everton, in truth, and we've said this before throughout the course of this season, had enough opportunities to win the game, but never really sort of dominated in the way that you'd like to see them, you know, dominate a match and pick the game up by the scruff of the neck. They hit the crossbar again late on with Lukaku, and that was a chance he should have put away, really. But all in all, you know, if you're a Watford fan, you say, yeah, draw was a fair result. Everton fans probably saying we did enough to win, but it just sums up the season. And only 9 wins is pretty disgusting, really, Steve. And you know, I don't want to go on about it, but looking at the teams that Everton have beaten this season, they've only had 4 home wins, and 3 of them have been against Sunderland, Villa and Newcastle, who were the bottom club. And the other one was Chelsea, who many people have beaten this season. And away from home, the only win, really, against notable opposition, you'd say, has been Southampton, which was very early on in the season. The others have been West Brom, Newcastle, Villa and Stoke, which was a good win, but there's no top sides there being taken to the cleaners by Everton, or even, you know, we've managed to scrape a narrow victory. It just hasn't happened.
That was arguably Everton's strongest side. Am I fair enough in saying that?
Possibly. I'm not sure, you know, with De La Feo and Lennon in the same team. I think it could be made stronger in a different type of formation. De La Feo's had a decent early part to the season, but he hasn't done an awful lot since, and I don't think he's warranting his place at the moment, if you ask me. So I would probably substitute, you know, De La Feo with another. You could fit cleverly in there with Barry McCarthy as well in a different type of formation. So there's arguments for and against. You could fit Morales in for a starting place as well. So
I can't believe we're still talking about Everton trying to hit the 40-point mark, because the 40-point mark is different than it used to be.
Because
it used to be the survival point mark, didn't it? So it's slightly different in this season, isn't it? But nevertheless, hitting the 40-point mark is something that decent teams do a couple of months back.
Yeah.
And it's a significant stat, really.
Yeah, you'd be looking at the likes of teams like Swansea and Stoke and West Brom looking to hit 40 points, and you know that's probably an early season target for them, isn't it, in that sense, to get to that and then progress and, you know, challenge for Europa League football in that sense. And West Ham have been a fine example of, you know, how they've managed to turn things around this season, haven't they? So it's extremely disappointing. And Roberto Martinez knows it. You know, he's now, you know, come out after the game on Saturday and basically said it's still not good enough, although he did comment that they probably did enough to win the game. You know, he's aware of the banners that were in the crowd, which I don't think does the club any favours when you've got an FA Cup semi-final on the horizon. You'd want fans to And the fans do support Everton, you know, particularly on the road. The support is immense. It's fantastic. They sell out every single away game, Steve. So, you know, they can't complain about the travelling support that they have. And maybe that is a factor. And, you know, they've only lost twice on the road this season. I'm not so sure. But, you know, the fans are behind the club in the sense that they want them to achieve, but they're not happy with what's being delivered from the management side of Everton Football Club at the moment, and I can understand why.
You've got to be so thick-skinned in football. I mean, if you're Roberto Martinez and you see that banner, it's like someone telling you, Al, you know, you're a rubbish broadcaster. How long does that stick in your head? You know, not that anyone ever has told you that, Al,
but
you know, it's horrible, isn't
it,
in a way? And I can't see how Roberto can simply sort of push that to one side.
Yeah, it is. It's something that it's hard to ignore, despite what managers may tell you about not reading the papers, not listening to the pundits. You can bet your bottom dollar that, you know, they're sitting at home watching Match of the Day, etc., and all the other sporting analysis that goes on over the course of the weekend. And they cannot be, you know, immune to that sort of criticism that comes their way, particularly when it's week in, week out. I did the press conference for Sky on Thursday, was it, at Finch Farm, when the Baines discussion was very much up there. But I also asked Roberto whether he was feeling the pressure as a manager because of the three successive defeats that they'd just suffered. Now, Roberto actually said, no, we welcome the pressure at Everton Football Club. Now, that surely cannot... You don't welcome pressure of that sort. You might welcome pressure of Claudio Ranieri's type at the moment at the top of the Premier League table, where you're within grasping distance of a league title. You don't welcome pressure at the bottom, because inevitably it only leads to one thing eventually. I think any manager who takes a job in football as a football manager virtually knows what will happen to them eventually, and that is they get sacked, Steve. At some point down the line, unless you're Sir Alex Ferguson, and Arsene Wenger maybe is the exception, you won't see the likes of that again. Football managers get sacked, and that's what happens to them eventually.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a tough old time for him. Obviously, the semi-final coming up, the opponents to be decided
this week.
And West Ham still looking absolutely ominous with their form.
Yeah, and I think the way Everton are playing at the moment, I don't fancy them in the semi-final. Although their cup football has been a lot better. There's been more intensity and emotion in the cup games that they've played that has got them to two semi-finals. That needs to be transferred to league football somehow, and I don't know why it can't be. So I would hope that they pick themselves up. They've got a big game at Crystal Palace on Wednesday. If Palace beat them, Palace go above Everton, and Everton are already seventh from bottom, which doesn't look great. Then a home game against Southampton, which isn't easy because Southampton are playing well at the moment. Then the Merseyside derby. I mean, Everton could go into that without a victory in those three games to add to the previous four games without a win. So it's not a great run. You can't turn form on like a tap, can you, Steve, on and off just to produce in a semi-final. So, you know, I'd like to see Everton at least get a couple of results in these forthcoming games.
And just a quickie, is there an injury concern over Phil Jagielka?
Yes, yeah, big time, which is not great. He went off holding the back of his hamstring, and I think that is a concern for Roberto Martinez, and I hope that if he does miss the next couple of games, I hope he's fit for the Merseyside derby and the semi-final, because he's a big influence for Everton.
Al, thank you very much indeed.
This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.